thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, yes, it is at the all new day and time. Hello, happy Friday, Mr. Lee, to you too.
Hello, JT. How are you this Friday? It feels a bit weird because we're normally doing a different podcast on a Friday. Today we're doing a Wednesday podcast.
But how good is this, Friday. Right? We can actually bludge today ahead of the weekend, which is great because we get our Flickster on and they do all the work for us.
Correct. It just makes our life so much easier. We just ask a question and they can just chat about the movie. And we just sit back and enjoy our popcorn.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, this time in the morning, popcorn's probably not really... Well, no, you know what, but you can have popcorn any time, right? That's
exactly. Yeah. It's movie time any time of the day. And popcorn any time of the day.
Oh, the salty goodness. Anyway, okay, let's get into it today. But yes, it is the Flickster podcast. We send one of our listeners off to see a movie and we get them to come on and tell us what they think about it. Today, Mr. Lee, it is The Running Man. Now, this is not the 1987 Running Man. This is the 2025 edition with Glenn Powell, who slots into the role of what Arnie would have been, right, in the 87 classic?
Yeah, which, you know, I think it's actually probably a good fit, don't you think?
Yeah, I like it.
Having Glenn and, you know, playing the Arnie role, like, he looks a little bit like Arnie.
He does. But I just think no one compares to Arnie and nobody speaks like Arnie either. So
no, get to the chopper. No one does.
That's very good, Miss Lee. I would have liked a bit more energy, but that's okay. That's okay. It wasn't bad. It was better than last week.
Thank you.
We will introduce our Flickster after we have a listen to the trailer. This is The Running Man.
Ben Richards, 35, married, one child, in medical crisis.
We need money for a doctor now.
Ben, watch us up.
Employment status, blacklisted. But there's still a way out for you. It's the biggest show in the country.
It's our birthright. Set it free. Welcome to The Running Man.
People on these games never come back.
I'm not trying to get myself killed, so kiss my ass twice.
Right there is why you can win this game.
The rules are simple. Survive 30 days with the entire nation hunting you down. And get your family out of Slumside for good.
I'm gonna come back here and burn this building down. I promise.
That's the spirit.
This is America, goddammit! And we don't put up with no bullshit! Yes! Hunt him down!
You ever wondered if this game is rigged?
Guess we'll find out.
You might be moving up too fast.
Hey, buddy. You're on freebie.
Back at you.
I'm still here, you shit eaters.
Hey, big boys!
Are you crazy?
Yeah, it's The Running Man, and to tell us all about it, welcome back to Talking Flicks, Michael. Hello, mate.
How you going, guys?
Woo!
Hello.
Hey, Michael. Welcome back.
In studio crowd, mate, they're very riled up when they heard you were here, so, mate, welcome back.
Can I just ask, is that the same studio crowd we used last week?
No.
No? Okay, good. We had a fresh lot come in. That's good.
Yes, exactly. Every week. And you know what? They're very, very good crowd. Very good crowd. Easy to contain. Yeah. Now, Michael, mate, now we had you on a little while ago for... It was one battle, wasn't it? The Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Yeah. And you did a great job there. So we're like, this guy needs to come back again. So we got you back and we sent you to see The Running Man. This your type of movie? Do you enjoy a bit of action?
Oh, I love action. Yeah, love action heavy, that sort of stuff. Yeah, love these sort of films.
So when we get into what your first impressions were of the film, was this one you're looking forward to going and seeing?
When I first heard about this happening, because I knew about the original with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was like, oh, God, not another reboot. Really, Hollywood? You know, but when I found out that Edgar Wright was directing it, I was like, I'm interested because I like Edgar Wright. He's a good director and I love his films. So that's what got me interested in wanting to see it.
Yeah, I'm glad because I just want to make sure Greg didn't send you off to see a movie you didn't want to see, you know. I just got to check these things, right? Yes. That is really good. Okay, well, let's get into the movie. Do you want to just describe the movie to us and what you enjoyed about it?
It's sort of like The Fugitive, but it's more action heavy, more over the top, and more sort of cartoony. Sort of action, you know, turn your brain off, just enjoy it, have fun. It's not taking itself too seriously. Just one of those sort of movies, very over the top, action heavy fun with comedy and mystery and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Have you seen the original?
I have.
So I have. Compared to, did the original have a lot of comedy in it as well and a bit of fun, or have they just done this because of?
Oh, I feel like this one probably has more humor because Edgar Wright, definitely, if you watch his movies like Shaun the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, he definitely blends a lot of comedy and action into his films. And the original was more sort of darker, in my opinion. There's definitely some humor aspects with how Arnold Schwarzenegger had his one-liners when he killed people that were funny, but this has more sort of comedy in there. Yeah.
How do you feel, Michael, about watching an action film and having comedy in it? I'm a guy who just, if I watch an action or a thriller, if comedy's in it, it wrecks it for me. If I want to go into it knowing it's a comedy movie, if that's the case, how do you feel about it?
I feel like you've got to, it's a bit of a difficult thing sometimes because it has to blend in right, just right. Mm. And there are some movie tones that just do not fit. And there are movies where they have so many genres like, you know, action and comedy or science fiction and comedy. If they do it right, you sort of just accept it and go, I like this. But then you can sort of tell, I don't know how to explain it, but you watch movies where you just see so much humor and it doesn't fit in with the movie. But the way Edgar Wright does it, it just works because he knows how to blend them all together.
Which is a good thing because, yeah, as you said, you don't want to go watch something that's going to be, okay, yeah, right, another one. Yeah. And can you remember years ago, Shrek, when it first came out, it had a bit of comedy in it for adults and that took off and they did that really well because animation, it was either, you know, just a little fairy tale or something like that as well. So I think comedy has got its place as long as it's done correctly. It's good.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, so did this movie keep you engaged from start to finish?
I was really engaged with the first two acts. I was, like, really, really invested and interested. The ending, I feel like some people, it won't stick the landing, but I liked the movie and I thought the ending was a hit and miss. There was sort of things in it where there were answers, but there were more questions to how it played out. But I just feel like, in my opinion, you have to watch it again to sort of get the idea of what that ending was, because some people might find the ending a bit abrupt. But the first two acts, I was really interested. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think there could be a Running Man 2 then?
Maybe. Okay. I feel like it depends how well it does at the box office. But I think there's definitely potential to do another one if they wanted to.
All right, the big question, Michael, Glenn Powell, there's been lots of talk about him of late. How did he go? What did you think? Did it hit heights?
like when you compare an actor like Glenn Powell and Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's sort of like comparing apples and oranges. He's such a different, he's good looking. He's got, you know, he's buff, he's muscular, not big like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but you know, Arnold is that guy where he, you know, instantly that he's going to be endgame. You know that he's going to make it to the end and he's going to beat everyone up. Where with Glenn, he's more of an everyday guy and it's more like he could die and he might not make it. Where with Arnold, you were just so for sure that he was going to, you know, win the day, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, because he is. He's a big buff guy, Arnie is. Where, actually, that's a really good way to describe Glenn Powell, because he does look like an everyday guy, doesn't he? That just, and especially some of his movies he's been in. That one that was in January with Sydney.
Anyone but you.
Yeah.
And he was good in Twisters as well. I liked him in that too.
Yeah, he was good in that. Yeah, he was believable, which is really good. Funny little story about Glenn Powell. He was asked to host Saturday Night Live 5 years ago, just after Maverick was meant to be released. Maverick got canned for another – it got pushed back because of COVID and all that. And so Glenn Powell couldn't be on Saturday Night Live. But when he got the call, he was with his family and a UPS driver had come and they were all excited. He said, what's happened? And he said, oh, I'm going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. For 4 or 5 years, this UPS driver did not believe Glenn Powell was going to do it. So they tracked him down. And Glenn Powell hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend, and they had the UPS driver there to show and prove that he actually was going to host.
There you go.
Wow.
That
was a good story, but that's all we have time for. So we'll just roll the.
And I'll actually give you a clip bit. One of the guys, there's three people that are in the running game. One of the three that's in the game with Glenn is actually one of the writers of Saturday Night Live, just if you're interested in a little bit of a – yeah.
Yeah.
Because I do actually like SNL. I think it's a good show. And I know who it is. He's the voice of the announcer. I just saw his name, James Austin Johnson.
Well done, Michael. You beat Grandy's own game. So that's very impressive. You know what? In next week's episode of Talking Flicks, you can come on and do the real news, okay? Because you're the man. Grant's been sacked. Oh, dear. But Running Man, was there any particular scene that stood out to you? Is there something that you went, oh, I could watch that again?
I love Josh Brolin's character, how he manipulates people into joining the Running Man. Even though he knows that they're going to die, he's really good at twisting like the narrative and saying, you can win this. And he's probably said it to hundreds and thousands of other people who have joined the game that have died. And he's doing the same thing to Glenn Powell's character. And I just, throughout the whole movie, or in this particular scene when he joins the game, he knows how to manipulate someone into doing something that he wants them to do. And when Glenn Powell's like, I'll do anything else but the Running Man, but Josh is like, his character is like so good at manipulating him into doing that show. That scene was really interesting.
Do you remember what Josh Brolin's name is in the movie?
Oh, I just know he's the producer of the show.
Yeah. His name's Dan Killen.
Dan Killen.
You know what, Michael? You're doing so well, mate. You're doing so well. Now Grant's got the job back, okay?
And the only reason I said it was because it's funny how he's just got these people into the Running Man and his name is Dan Killen. It's like, really? Oh, my God. That's really bad.
That is pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of poetic, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But Josh Brolin is a good actor. I like him too. He plays well.
Yeah.
Character that I would be interested to see is the other TV host, Sean Hayes, who was in Will and Grace. He'd be funny. Was he funny?
Yeah. He's in it for a bit. He is funny. He's in like a reality show, and it's like another reality show game that you do. There's all these different shows that you can join to make money. and the Running Man is like the most dangerous of them all, where the others you might get injured, but in the Running Man you're going to die, if that makes sense. And Sean Hayes is one of the is a host for another show where it's like spin the wheel, and you have to, yeah, I won't spoil it, but it's pretty funny. Yeah.
And I suppose he wouldn't be offering $1 billion if he can survive the 30 days like the Running Man.
it's a bit different, this one, but it's funny. Yeah.
I ask, did you think it was really different to the original, or it was on par? Do you think it was, beside the comedy, because we've talked about the comedy compared to them both, and I don't really want to dwell on both of the movies, but are they something similar?
It's a completely different iteration. It's not a shot-for-shot reboot of the original. It's a completely different take. Different film, just the same title, same game, and the way he gets in the game is so different to how Arnold Schwarzenegger's character got in the game. You know, they made out that Arnold Schwarzenegger was a murderer, where in this one, Glenn Powell's character is just trying to provide for his family, and his daughter's like really sick, and she's literally going to die if he doesn't have enough money to take her to a doctor to help her. And he's willing to sacrifice his life by going on one of these reality shows to, you know, provide for his daughter. So it's completely different to the original, which I liked. It stands on its own. Mm. And that's good. You know, you can't just say, oh, it's exactly, you know, shot for shot of the complete copy of the original. No, it's completely different. And it's more true to the Stephen King novel, this one.
Mm. Yeah, because the novel was, 82, I think it was, when that novel first came out. Have you read the novel? Are you across that?
I've read, like, the bits of it and stuff. And, yeah, I definitely feel like this one, this version, is more true to the novel than the Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
Yeah, well, it's good to mix it up every now and then, isn't it? What did you
That's
think?
It, yeah.
What did you think of the soundtrack? Because we got to talk about the soundtrack to every film, because it's what makes it, realistically. Mm-hmm. We've had some weeks we've gone, oh, we've got to ask about the soundtrack. So now I've got to ask about it. What did you think of Running Man? What kind of music can we expect?
It's sort of it blends in pretty well with the theme of the movie. It felt like sort of listening to Nintendo Game Boy music, and it works well for this film. You know, it feels like something I've probably heard in another movie, but it blends in with the film really well. This sort of style and sound they use in the movie, yeah. And it's futuristic. This film's set in the future, and the music sounds like it's in the future. Yeah.
So it doesn't sound 80s inspired or 80s themed?
It sounds more 22nd century sort of music, if that. Yeah, it sort of feels like music that could happen in the future, because this movie is set. They don't exactly specify what year this movie's set in, but it's definitely probably 20, 30 years from now, this movie.
Yep. So it's in the future, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was on Mr. Lee's bucket list for the weekend, but now he's found out there's not the 80s music. He doesn't want to go to it anymore, so he's done. He wanted to relive his youth.
Oh, you're too funny, JT.
I did say it'd be nice to you today, didn't I? I did say that, right? And yeah, but you know what, though?
You've
credit to you.
Down.
The 80s were good years, Mr. Lee. You've got nothing to be embarrassed about,
great.
Okay? It's okay.
They were great years. The music was the best
it
music.
It was, right? So, and that was that was kind of what I was thinking was going to be there. I was thinking, like, we were going to get some of that 80s type music, because it is, you know, saying it is a tribute to the 80s action movie. So, yeah, that's interesting. Got to say, that is actually interesting. But how about the visuals and the effects and things like that?
Oh, it's good. You know, it's very, like, it's something that you've seen in other movies like I, Robot, even Total Recall and stuff like that. It's very futuristic, and it feels like, you know, like Back to the Future Part 2 as well. It's got that sort of look, something that you've seen in other movies, and you just sort of go, oh, yeah, this is the future. This is in the future. Yeah.
Did you say Back to the Future?
Yeah, Back to the Future Part 2, yeah.
Oh, well, Graham wants to go and see it again now, so it's balanced out.
Oh, I will go see it now, definitely.
You should.
You crack me up. So my question would be then, would you watch this movie again, which I think the answer I know already.
Yeah, I'd watch it again. It was fun. I enjoyed it, yeah.
because I actually like watching movies twice because you do, you pick up on so many little things that you missed in the first time you watched it. And it is just, you know, after probably about 20 times, I'd probably give up. But, yeah, Hugo is my one that I've watched more than 20 times now. So I just thought I'd throw that in case you're wondering why. Yeah, but I do like watching movies twice because you do. You pick up so much more.
And do you, Michael, enjoy staying to the end of the credits every time as well? And I'm talking like the credits and the after credits and the credits after that as well, because that's what Grant does. He, it takes him like 20 minutes to go to the cinema because he just wants to watch every last person that's been in the film. But you know what? I bet you if I asked him, who is the grip boy or the third grip boy, I bet you he wouldn't know. I just don't think he would.
You've got to stay right to the end you've got to give credit to these people who worked on the movie for so long, and you can't just walk out and leave.
I'm serious. If you did a poll or you asked people, right, or you know what, just stand at the door and see how many people don't sit there for the credits, and I guarantee you, it would be what? Have to be about 80% of people are shooting out of the cinema before the credits are done. But you know what, though? They're getting clever now because they're putting it's a really smart idea. I'll come back to The Naked Gun, you know, the new one with Liam Neeson and how he puts his hand, it looks like he punches his hand through the screen, which I thought, I'm going, oh, that's actually pretty cool. Like, you know, and then it just didn't matter. You couldn't leave because every time you went to leave in the credits, they would do something else. So that's clever, I reckon. Very clever.
That's it, yeah. Keeps you engaged. And, you know, I even see some people who are watching a Marvel movie and they will leave before the after-credits scene happens. It's like, dude, you should know by now that there's going to be an after-credits scene in a Marvel movie.
That's And even in DC now, we know that's going to happen because it's always guaranteed. I've said to many friends when they've gone to watch a movie, I said, oh, what do you think of the thing right at the end? And they go, what happened at the end? I go, did you stay? They go, oh, I said, well, I'm going to go back and watch it again. I won't tell them because you've got to stay right to the end of a movie. It's
I wonder, like, how, you know, they work out who's the very last person in the credits. Hey, like, obviously all the important people go first, but, like, how do they work out who's the very last person? Like, I don't know. I'd love to know that.
Yeah.
You know?
I would not. Yeah, that would be interesting to find out because, yeah, all the most important people
are at the top.
At the front.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it is like, you know, boy who ran across the road or something.
Gets the coffees, you know, they're all down the end.
Yeah. Gaffney workers. Yeah.
You know what, Mr. Lee, if we were in a movie, that's where we would be. Right?
We would be. And right, you know what? If people stayed right to the end, they would know our name.
Exactly.
Because they'd stay right to the end.
We would make sure that we put something in there that makes them stay.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And we would tell them that too.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, Michael, who do you think would enjoy this movie the most?
Just besides women who find Glenn Powell attractive, and you see his body and everything in the movie, I would say Edgar Wright enthusiasts who love Edgar Wright movies. They would definitely enjoy this movie. And anyone who loves fugitive, on the run sort of movies, you definitely will enjoy this movie.
So you're suggesting that Glenn Powell's a bit of eye candy? Is that where
I would say he's that it guy at the moment that, you know, women, find attractive, you know, and he's like that new it guy in Hollywood that people talk about, yeah.
Well, Grantley knows where I'm going to go here, but I'll ask the question anyway. Yes. Glenn Powell or Channing Tatum, right? Who do you – no, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm just looking at it going, well – I'm a big Channing
fan.
I just think he's a good guy.
Yes, he loves. Yeah, he loves. Yeah. Him. He wants to have a drink with him badly.
I wouldn't want to be a drink. You know what though? Got to say, I wasn't a huge fan of. What was that recent movie he was in with Kirsten Dunst? Roofman. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of him in that. He's getting a bit on now.
It's a different role.
He's not the Magic Mike guy that everyone wants. You know what I mean?
Because you brought this up, Michael, I wasn't going to bring it up, but. Apparently, from what I've heard, there is a towel mishap in the movie.
There. Yeah.
And I'm not going to say anything more, but Glenn Powell and a towel. That's all I'll say. And we can't say anything more because this is PG. So I think women
will
just
like that.
Yeah. 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 Now JT's going, oh, wonder
no,
what.
No, I'm not doing anything.
What are you Googling? I can see you Googling.
Mate,
what are you Googling?
Mate. Okay. Margot Robbie, Mr. Lee. You know the rules.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if Margot lost a towel, then I would be Googling it, okay?
Yeah.
Not Googling Gwen. not the Wayne Klein, Mr. Lee. You know that. Okay.
Yes. True.
All right. Well, should we just... Let's go where this is going. Let's open the freezer.
Okay, Michael. I've got five chop tops here. How many chop tops are you going to give the Running Man?
I'm going to give it 3.5 out of 5 chop tops.
Ooh, that's a...
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's better than half.
That's a pass mark.
Yeah.
It's over a pass mark. That's really good. Yeah. That's really good. So, all right. So, what do you reckon it was that could have mattered a 5? What was going to do it?
I feel like that ending was a bit abrupt. The way it ended could have been better, in my opinion. And I heard that they apparently reshot the ending and there was an original ending, but the studio wanted him to reshoot it. And I am really interested in knowing how that original ending was, because it could have been a better ending than what we were given, because it just felt abrupt. That's all. It was a good, yeah. I did like it, but it just felt, it just came out of nowhere. Yeah. Without spoiling it. Yeah.
I wonder if it'll be out on the internet later down the track, the other ending.
Oh, that's it. They could be the special features or something like that. Yeah. And there'll be people that will probably comment and say, God, that should have been the original ending, yeah.
Maybe on the 10th anniversary of the movie, that's when we'll get it.
That's probably.
Now, how old will you be then, Mr. Lee?
We won't go there.
Well, with that said, we probably should fire up some Midnight Boogie for you, right? That's
Thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's it.
This is your Friday soundtrack. This gets you keen for the weekend.
This is good music.
Always for you, Mr. Lee. Always for you.
Oh, always thinking. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
And I hope you feel vibed by this too, Michael, because we're setting up your day, right? We're doing it right. Anybody who wants to go and see The Running Man, this is in cinemas now. You can go sit over the weekend.
Which is in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga, which I know Michael, if he had a chance, would go back and see it again. But I bet you he'll be waiting to see that other small movie that opened yesterday. Are you a Wicked fan, Michael?
I'm not really into musicals, but I watched the Wicked movie, and to be honest with you, that movie is better than what I thought it was going to be. That is a good film.
How good is that?
I'm curious to see part 2. Yeah.
How good is that song, Defying Gravity?
Yeah. Like that it is a very good song. God. Yeah,
I've just been replaying that over and over again. I like nearly know all the words now, and just it's so good.
Yeah,
and it's
really good. And
sorry, I was just going to say, talking of movies with funny endings, that one ended, and a lot of people didn't know there was a part 2. So, yeah, there you go.
I knew there was a part 2 before I even knew there was a part 1. So, I don't know how anyone missed that. Oh, they must have been living under a rock or something.
Yeah, too true.
So, but, yeah.
Sorry, you go.
No, you go. I was going to wrap things up, but you can go.
Yeah, so
right.
was I.
Oh,
I
are you? Okay. Oh, that's good.
I just want to say thank you, Michael, for going, and I really do appreciate your comments, and hopefully we'll get you to another movie very shortly. So over to you, JT. I thought I'd say thank you this time.
Oh, good on you, Mr. Lee. That's very nice. Good on you, Michael. I'll say thank you to you as well. You know,
thank you very much, guys.
Mine means more. So thank you very much. I really hope you have an awesome day. And we'll get you back for real news soon, okay? Come on board next week. We'll give Grant the day off. He seems to like doing that a lot lately.
I do. I have more days off than him. So true. All right.
We're getting out of here. It's Friday. We will catch you next Thursday again for our normal Talking Flicks episode. We'll run through a whole bunch of awesome movies again. Let's go, Mr. Lee. Let's have a weekend.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.